All right, talking here with Brandy Vesna. How's everything going, Brandy?
Pretty darn good. Pretty windy here in Manitoba right now.
I think it's going to be windy everywhere for a while. Just one of those things of that fall, wintry season.
True story.
Oh, well, we're getting ready to play your song, Thinking About You, here on River Country Rising Stars. And, well, let's let people get the chance to get to know you a bit better. We have played some of your songs in the past, like Old Fashioned Values, Tornado in a Trailer Park. But how exactly did you get your start into music? Do you come from a musical family? Is it just you just happen to be blessed with those genetics? How did it all start for you?
I totally come from a musical family. My grandparents, they're well-known artists in Manitoba. My mother married a musician, and my mother, my brother, my family sings. I took the long way around because I went to university. I played sports. I got a full-time teaching position, but I really loved music and wanted to do something different, and I wasn't happy in my teaching position, and then I got serious about my music, and then lo and behold, I'm a part-time teacher, and I'm a Canadian recording artist, so things kind of took a little bit of time, but I'm grateful for where I am right now.
So what was that moment that made you go, okay, I want to do this as a career? She talked about, you know, switching it around where you're no longer kind of the part-time musician, full-time teacher. You're now the part-time teacher and more of a full-time musician. Was there a moment that you can point to and go, that was the moment?
Absolutely. I had a really terrible boss, and I got hit by a semi actually head on in Leduc, and it was just like the perfect storm of bad situations that in 2018, I thought, you know what, I want to get serious about music here. And I started to learn as much as I could about the music industry. I started to go to different workshops. I put out my first single in 2019. And I was really fortunate. I got onto Sirius XM and I got radio play across the country. And I just got really serious about the business side of this industry because, you know, you can be talented, but you don't understand, you know, this is an industry and it's a tough one. But I got serious about the artistry part and here we are today.
Awesome. Now, you are a Red River Métis. Do you find that being Indigenous is helpful, a hindrance when it comes to music? Because I think for a lot of people, it's going to be difficult no matter where you're from or anything like that. But do you see any benefits to being Indigenous and coming up through the Canadian country music scene?
Well, I think, like, I do a lot of my writing and recording in Nashville, and they don't have a clue what it means to be Métis. And, I mean, there's an energy. There's just a spirituality in the music because, I mean, I was raised in my own community with my elders, and I think it makes my sound my own. When I'm down doing these songs in Nashville and whatnot, that there's something a little bit different. There's a spiritual essence to it. So I'm thankful. I mean, it hasn't always been easy to be Indigenous, and it hasn't always been, you know, easy to be Métis, but I'm thankful that as an adult, I'm able to say who I am, and I'm able to take up space for my people wherever I go, whatever room I'm in. I think it's incredible that we're at a place in our history and we're at a place in Canada where people can be proud of who they are. And I mean, I'm seven generations of Red River Métis. My family has been here since the very beginning of, like, Hudson Bay Company. Like, I am seven generations in, so yeah, I'm just really grateful to be able to represent my people.
And how do you incorporate that, if at all, into your music and your lyrics? Is there anything that leaks into there, or is there an added emphasis to make sure it gets in there?
Well, I always have a fiddle in my band, and my fiddler is Red River Métis as well. So when I play, and I always make sure that I have a fiddle in the band. And also, I am sure to, like, my song Old Fashioned Values, that's from my heart. Like, I learned from my papa how to cut wood and, you know, connection to the land. So you can feel it in that song in particular, and thank you very much for playing it, that you can hear that I grew up in the country. It's not like I was, you know, a rhinestone cowgirl. So certainly I try to bring in my culture as much as possible. I have written and I have some rights coming with Julian Taylor and Crystal Shawanda specifically about the buffalo, but I'll get there as an artist. But right now today, I always have a fiddle in the band, and even the way I word things, you can hear my Métis tongue.
Okay, well, you'll be set if you have to go to Texas, because, well, if you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band, right?
Yeah, 100%.
The second you said that, I'm just starting to go, is that Little Texas or Alabama? Who am I crediting that with that? So I'm just quickly just going, okay, who's saying that song again?
Amazing.
So what is something that you're really looking forward to in the coming time to doing with your career? Any plans on really pursuing festivals, touring? Obviously, you talked about writing some more music. What exactly are your plans pushing forward in, well, into 2025, as we're pretty much at the end of the year?
Well, I'm putting out an EP, most likely in June, and I'm establishing my touring route, because as an artist, it's important to have fan bases that you tour to regularly on a yearly basis, and you have those beautiful core fans that, you know, want to see you on a regular basis yearly. So I'm establishing touring routes with this EP that's coming, and the whole emphasis of this EP is very much songwriting. So I've written 16 songs with a fella that I just, you know, thankfully we met, and we've written many songs, but I have songs being demoed to major labels. They'll be demoed to major labels in Nashville. So between songwriting, major label cut, and touring, it just, like, these next couple years, I know in my bones that it's time to get on the road, and I got to continue to write because my foot's in the door with big publishing companies in the U.S. right now.
So now let's talk about that new song we're getting ready to play called Thinking About You. Where did this one come for you, as it's co-written with Buddy Elliott, Styles Harry? Sort of, how'd this one spawn for you?
Yeah, so Styles is actually Howery. I came in, I had the idea, and Buddy is from, she's an Alberta country music artist, but I blended my team. So I always write with Styles and Liz Christensen, who I love from Alberta, and Buddy Elliott. We've written many songs together. I blended my team here with Styles and Buddy. And this one, I wanted to show a softer side of me, because if you do listen to my music, check me out, there's a feistiness to me, and I often am telling people off, or it's about bad relationships. So I thought, you know, I should show the sweet side, because there are some great pieces and parts to relationships I've been in. So it's cute. It is a different, it's a gentler side of me.
So how important really was that for you to show that? Because you did talk about kind of how maybe people don't get to see that side as much. Why was it so important to you to put this one out, especially to radio, not just a DSP, and show that softer side to yourself?
Well, because I think as an artist, like, okay, so I'm putting out an EP this year. There's a songwriter aspect to me. Listen to my music. I have songs like Old Fashioned Values that there's depth to it. But then there's ones that are feisty, like I'll tell you off and tell you straight. Or there's ones that are a little bit more sensual, because as an artist, as a woman, I'm not just one thing. There are many aspects, and I never want to be pigeonholed into one particular sound or one particular writing style. So this one was good to show that there's different parts of me.
Awesome. Well, it's an absolutely great song, and I think people are going to love it when they're about to hear it. Thanks for taking the time to talk today, Brandy.
Thank you so much, Everett.